أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the ism of al-Hakam, maybe translated as the arbitrator or the judge. And in the Quran, in a surah that maybe most of us know, which is Surah At-Teen, the last ayah actually puts it so wonderfully when the question asked is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimin, is not Allah the best of judges? Well, let's first look at the meaning of al-Hakam or al-Hakim. Both of them convey the same meaning. The origin of the first means the same as that of man'a, which is prohibition, from which a word such as hakama, an iron rein piece used to restrain horses, is derived. So al-hakam means the one whose word is final in determining what is right and what is wrong, in distinguishing between acts of righteousness and those of sinning. It is al-hakam who rewards each nafs according to what it earns. He says in Surah An-Najm, Ayah 39, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, and that the human being shall have nothing but what he or she strives for. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى, and that his striving shall soon be seen. ثُمَّ يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى, then shall he be rewarded for it with the fullest reward. وَأَنَّ عَلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَحَى, and that to your Rabb is the goal. He is the precise arbitrator. There is no faults in his judgment. His decisions cannot be overturned. No one can repeal his decree. It is Al-Hakam whose promise there shall be no doubt in at all, in whose actions there is no fault. It's absolutely amazing. And if the meaning of rulings by a judge is to arrange causes to their effects, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute arbitrator, because He is the first cause, the cause of all causes in general and in particular. In Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 57, it's put in no uncertain terms, it's just so clear. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ يَقُصُّ الْحَكَّ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْفَاسِقِينَ. The judgment is only Allah's. He relates the truth, and he's the best of deciders. So when you and I, the moment we say Al-Hakam, what should come to our mind? Well, amongst his judgment, or amongst his arbitration with regard to his abd, is that you should be sure that one will receive the rewards of what one earns, and that our endeavors, our striving is witnessed, it's noted, it's recorded, it is preserved. If we do good deeds, then you know that you will receive eternal bliss. If we sin, we know there is agitation, and we have to make right and pay for that sin. And the moment Al-Hakam comes to our mind, we should know that there are two paths. There are no unclear bits in between. Righteousness is the path to Jannah, and sinning is the path to Jahannam. That is the judgment. Also to know the judgment does not lie with anybody else but him. No one, absolutely no one, is the judge except him. When we apply it to ourselves, we should know that rather than question the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be a true judge to ourselves. I don't mean tyrannize yourself, but do not excuse yourself. Do not make excuses for all those things that need to be corrected. At the end of the day, we are the judges and the witnesses over ourselves. One who applies Al-Hakam to his or her life does not judge others by his or her standards. But if he or she has any power to execute judgment, then the judgment is not other than Allah's decree. And he or she is absolutely sure that Al-Hukmu illa lillah, the judgment is with none but Allah. He or she also knows that the power is none other than that which is in his hand. He or she, when manifesting Al-Hakam, bring truth and justice to their relationships with others as the goal of their counseling to good and preventing the development of the negative. If you do wudu or ghusl, and then recite Ya Hakam until you fall asleep, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill your heart with divine secrets. And one of the other benefits of Al-Hakam is that your words will be accepted and effective on those who oppose you. It is recommended to recite Al-Hakam on Thursday night in the middle of the night so frequently and continuously that until you fall asleep.